It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine, of course, for pickup for free throughout the tri-state region and also on their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And Thorin Christendotter joins us. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine now that the sun is out again. We had a humid summer-like day yesterday, and we'll have summer-like weather back again on Friday.
Hey, that makes you happy, right?
Makes me very happy. It makes my knees makes my knees even happier. If my knees are happy, I'm happy.
You know? There you go.
Happy knees, happy dad. Okay.
Right.
Well, you know, we are at that strange time where we've already talked about the issue that is out on the stands now, but of course you've got a July issue that is coming up.
We do. I think, you know, our timing is like 2 days off because I think our July issue should probably hit newsstands or come from the printer on Thursday. But it is our annual food and drink issue, and we're excited for it. It's a great issue this time, and we have about, you know, 50-50 spread of different articles that are, you know, half about food-related, half are drink-related, or you know, maybe 60-40. But we're pretty excited about it, and Christine's entrepreneur feature is on 10 Mile River Distillery. We have a piece on Iron and Grass, a new restaurant owned and run by Chef Mark Fredette in Hudson. So it's a kind of widespread of interesting stories.
You know, it used to be in this area, there were just, I'll say 20 years ago, which isn't that far, long ago.
That used to be, right?
Yeah, it seems like yesterday to me. But there just was a certain amount of restaurants, or else you had to go to Torrington, or else you had to go to Poughkeepsie. And I think when I look around at businesses now, and retail shops used to far, far outnumber restaurants, local mm-hmm. restaurants. And now galleries and restaurants far outnumber retail shops. In our
Isn't
area.
That interesting?
And it used to be we craved for, this is no lie, a Chinese restaurant, okay? One finally yeah. opened up in Kent now. But we also have a wide diversity within, from Millerton, if you use Millerton as a central point, and you go out 25 minutes in any direction, you have a choice of, it's all local, so many different types of cuisine. It's amazing.
We're pretty lucky that way. I mean, you know, what are you in the mood for? Mexican, Italian, American?
and most of it is farm to table.
A lot of it, yeah. And I'm so happy to see how many of the local restaurants support our farmers.
And speaking about that, the farm to table brunch to benefit the Northeast Community Center is also, I think, fairly quickly coming up, I'm pretty sure.
It is here in July at Lime Rock Park.
I'll tell you what, Lime Rock is doing a great job hosting all these different events.
They are. I took part in the Dutchess County Land Conservancy rally a couple of weeks ago, and one of our stops was at Lime Rock, and we had a special viewing from the track and the clubhouse, and got a gentleman there told us about all the plans that Lime Rock has, which is, for those not knowing, it's pretty exciting what they have planned in the next couple of years.
And so you didn't go to the Highland Games? This past weekend they had the Highland Games.
I missed that.
Well, and it was hot. It was really, 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 very hot. But very interesting. You know, while I'm talking with you and we're talking about your July issue being food and stuff, we're also back in the time. I don't know if you recognize it. I'm sitting here in front of me, and I've got five or six pages of events, all public events that are going on, which is so different than the past couple of years. And one of the last firemen's carnivals is coming up, as a matter of fact, and that is in Amenia. There used to be a firemen's carnival in every small town, and Amenia is having theirs. Once again, their carnival food night is July 3rd, and they're going to have fireworks in Amenia on July 3rd as well.
That's exciting.
And you've got fireworks July 1st at Lime Rock Park, put on by the Rotary Club. And if you really like fireworks, have you ever been to the fireworks at the walkway over the Hudson?
I have not been to those.
It's spectacular. That's all you can say. It's spectacular. But we're also to the point where we have a lot of different summer concert series and opening up all the towns as well. So do you find that your pages are more full of events this year than last summer?
For sure. I mean, we have a few theater groups that are advertising, but we get a lot of press releases, as I'm sure you do, talking about the different events and trying to get publicity. And, you know, it's exciting. I, the Silo Ridge event that's going to happen again in September. That was a huge success last year. Now Lime Rock is really kicking things up. And I know that they're having, I think it's July 13th or 14th, they partnered with the Millerton Inn for a little car show there and food trucks. And then, you know, as you say, there are various things obviously happening with 4th of July. So it's exciting to see all the things happening.
And it's amazing what's going on at Four Brothers Drive-In in Armenia.
Yeah.
They just had another movie premiere. Then they're going to have Liam Neeson there in a couple of weeks. But on top of all that, they've got the Carvana. They've got, I think they're adding another trailer there for overnight stays. They really have become a destination point for people to come to the Hudson Valley and to come to actually Eastern Dutchess County. I mean, along with the rail trail in Millerton and that, it's amazing the amount of tourists that now come to our area.
I mean, and with COVID, those two things were open. People could access them, and the Millerton or the Stephanopoulos family did a fantastic job with the drive-in because, you know, as movie theaters were closed, they were open, which was fantastic. I mean, my family, we went there, I think, twice during that time, and it was just nice to be outside and kind of be around people and enjoy a movie.
Well, it's so cool what they've done because I remember as a kid, there used to be a drive-in theater in Canaan, Connecticut. And my mother always had big station wagons. And you'd get the neighbor's kids, and you'd have 8 or 10 kids, and you have your setup at the back of the wagon, and you'd have chairs, and that's the way you watch the movies with those little speakers back then. You could barely hear from. Now you listen in your car radio. I mean, the sound is outstanding, but back then, not so outstanding. But yeah, we're lucky around here. We've got a lot to see and do for families.
For sure, it's an exciting time, and. You know, then we have, you know, of course, like a lot of the local parks that are fantastic. And if we're talking about Millerton, the park is going to open up. The grand opening will be, I think, in September now for all the renovations they've been doing there. And so there are a lot of outdoor family activities available, too.
And that's just step one in the renovations of what's going on.
Phase one, yeah. That I believe it's September 10th or 12th that they're going to have that grand opening. And the party that they have planned, hoo-wee! That's going to be some party.
did they finish the sidewalks in front of your place?
They, the rain yesterday slowed them down a little bit, but they did Friday. My stretch is the last stretch, and so they poured half of it Friday. So yesterday in the rain, they were pounding down. We were trying to do a podcast interview, actually, so my building was shaking, so that was kind of fun. But they put the rest of the forms down, and hopefully today they'll pour the rest of that. I'm not sure, though, there's between the movie house building and Irving, there's a little driveway there. So I'm not sure if they're having any difficulty with that, because obviously if people have to get in and out. But I think that besides the second pour on my stretch and that's the last thing that's left to do.
And then what a difference new sidewalks makes, huh?
Isn't it nice?
It really is. It really is. It makes it, it's always been a walkable community anyways, even though there's a little hill. But now you've got the parking on Century Boulevard and also by the rail trail and the regular parking. And with new sidewalks, very easy to get around Millerton.
It is. And that sidewalk was way overdue for it. It's taken a beating over the last couple of years, and the cracks in it were kind of dangerous. And this past winter was that sidewalk took a real beating. So we're all very excited that it's there, because they did the other side of the street some years ago and it looks fantastic. So the fact that they now also took out, some people think that they just removed all the trees for no reason, but that's not true. They took the ones that the roots were a problem or the trees themselves were diseased. So they're going to be putting in new trees to replace those as well. So that'll be really pretty. And now the safe walks are, first of all, safe, and they look great, and they're very walkable. And they also were able to put in new sidewalk or crosswalk by the library, so that's safer. And then they put in a couple of the solar crossing path or crossing light things, so folks can, you know, cross safer on Main Street, and I think three spots.
They've got two more spots they're going to do. That was the grant that was done. So there's going to be five in total in town.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, Mayor Nijak has been working really hard with the rest of the community members and getting these grants, and the construction crew has been fantastic in how quickly and effectively they've been doing this.
All right. Now, once again, a reminder, when is the July issue out?
I'm hoping this Thursday, and then Ashley and Libby are going to hit the streets running, and I don't know, for those who follow us on social media, last month Libby was great at taking photos and videos of while she was delivering, so it was kind of like, where is she now, can you spot her type of thing, so we kind of bombarded our social media with Libby in various places while she delivered, both in businesses and in town, so that was really fun, and our followers seem to really enjoy it.
Well, forget about where's Wallo, where's Libby?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Libby?
All right, that's Main Street Magazine, out very soon for July, and of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorne, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Enjoy the heat.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Thorne Christendotter this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, mainstreetmag.com on the web.